Hello, this is your Polycast for Thursday, January 31st. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom. Well, sharp-eared listeners probably noticed yesterday that I worked the early shift. You know that because, of course, John Edwards dropped out of the presidential race yesterday, and the Polycast did not note that because the news broke, first thing in the morning for most people at about 9 o'clock. But, of course, Edwards had campaigned in St. Paul the night before, and we had that story from Tom Scheck about that yesterday. Well, today we have a new poll. With just 5 days until the precinct caucuses, a new Minnesota Public Radio News Humphrey Institute poll shows Republican John McCain and Democrat Hillary Clinton with significant leads in the race for president. The poll shows McCain with a 19-point lead over his nearest Republican rival. Clinton's lead is 7 points over Barack Obama. And the poll also shows any Democratic nominee would have a big head start in the race for Minnesota's 10 electoral votes in November. Now, of course, the poll was taken before John Edwards dropped out, and Tim Pugmire has more.
The poll of 917 Minnesotans last week found 317 respondents who identified themselves as Republicans. 41% of those Republicans favored John McCain for president. Mike Huckabee followed with 22%, and Mitt Romney had 17%. Larry Jacobs, who directs the Humphrey Institute Center for the Study of Politics and Governance, says McCain has opened a commanding lead in the state.
He's able to appeal to a lot of different segments of Minnesota Republicans. We're seeing men and women rallying to his side. We're seeing folks who think the country's going in the right direction and the wrong direction heading over his way, and they trust him on the economy and jobs. So the formula that's working for Mitt Romney and other states is not working in Minnesota among Republicans.
Jacobs cautions the poll is not a prediction of Tuesday night's precinct caucuses. The interviews did not identify likely caucus participants. Gary Puffett of Minnetonka says he doesn't plan to attend his caucus, but he still supports John McCain.
McCain has been more willing to reach across the aisle in many occasions. And we need to have more cooperation between both sides of the House and the Senate. And I think McCain is more able to do that than the others.
There were 478 poll respondents who identified themselves as Democrats. 40% support Hillary Clinton for president, followed by Barack Obama with 33%. John Edwards, who ended his campaign yesterday, had 12%. Larry Jacobs says gender and age are important ingredients in the Democratic contest.
Hillary Clinton has got a tremendous advantage among women over Barack Obama. And then when we look at other key factors such as age, we're seeing Barack Obama winning decisively among younger Minnesotans, while Hillary Clinton is doing better among Minnesotans and Democratic Minnesotans 45 and older.
Poll respondent and Clinton supporter Maggie Erickson of Fergus Falls says she's ready for change in the White House and gender is a key factor in her choice.
Oh, it's very important. And if Obama wasn't running against her, it would also be extremely important to vote for a black. Anybody who breaks this tradition of the all-WASP presidency I would automatically get my vote.
The departure of John Edwards puts 12% of Minnesota Democrats up for grabs and could make the contest even tighter. Edwards' Minnesota supporters were already looking for a new candidate.
Obama, for sure. Definitely not Hillary, though.
Barbara Schendel of New Brighton says she's disappointed that Edwards decided to drop out of the race. Schendel describes Barack Obama as her next best choice.
He seems to have a message that's not quite as populist as Edwards, but not quite as corporate friendly as Hillary. He does actually fall somewhere in between. So that to me is still better.
Election day is still more than 9 months away and the presidential nominees are far from decided. But Larry Jacobs says the poll results on head-to-head matchups show Minnesota could heavily favor the Democratic candidate in November.
Obama and Clinton have opened up sizable double-digit leads over all the Republican candidates. Obama is ahead of McCain by 13 points, Clinton has got a 10-point advantage over McCain. And then when you turn to the Huckabee and Romney-Giuliani matchups, the leads are substantially larger.
The margin of error for the full sample of 917 Minnesotans is plus or minus 3.2 percentage points. The margin increases to 5.5 points for the subsample of Republicans and 4.5 points for the subsample of Democrats. I'm Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News at the Capitol.
A big change takes effect Thursday on the U.S.-Canadian border. For years, crossing the border often required only a driver's license and a declaration of citizenship. But that's not going to work anymore. Travelers now have to prove their citizenship, either with a passport, a birth certificate, or some other document. Federal officials say the tougher rules will make the country safer, but as Minnesota Public Radio's Tom Robertson found out, people in border towns like International Falls worry that it will hurt tourism and trade.
The Outdoorsman Headquarters Sporting Goods Shop in International Falls is nearly a stone's throw from the Canadian border. Thousands of people stop here each year, mostly in the summer, to pick up gear and bait on their way to fishing trips into Canada.
$11. All right,
Thanks, sir.
Thanks a lot. You have a good day.
You too.
Owner Jim Lenham worries the new border crossing rules will hurt his business. He doesn't think travelers have had enough time to get used to the idea of carrying passports or birth certificates. He thinks some won't want to bother with the hassle. Lenham says he surveyed his customers last summer and found that nearly half didn't have a passport.
It still tells me there's going to be people that won't have them, and it's going to be a concern. They're going to get to the border. They're not going to have it. It's going to cause problems. You know, and definitely if they don't have it, it's going to hurt business. There's no question about it.
The new border rules take effect in stages. Now you have to prove your citizenship, but you have several options other than a passport. By June 2009, passports or some other secure document will be required. The changes are part of a post-9/11 law called the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative. The law already requires passports for people entering the U.S. by air. When that part of the border rules took effect last year, it was quickly followed by a massive backlog in passport applications. Some fear that will happen again. Betsy Jensen is president of the International Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. Jensen says she also worries the new rules will create longer lines at the border. She says already in the summer, people may wait in line for several hours. Jensen says the new rules may slow commerce even more between International Falls and its cross-border neighbor, Fort Frances, Ontario.
Our biggest concern right now is that we're able to conduct business back and forth without delays, without problems, and without issues. So if we have choke points there at the border, then it might stop a person from coming back the next time.
Jensen says confusion about what's needed to cross the border has already hurt retail businesses on both sides. But she thinks more people are taking the plunge and getting passports. In Couchiching County, the number of passport applicants has more than doubled over the past year.
I do believe that the panic is kind of over. There was that general shock, and then I think it's that whole learning curve where, you know, you just have to learn to accept it because it is what it is, and it's not going to go away.
Still, some are a little angry about the new border rules. Woody Woods owns a resort on Rainy Lake and runs Woody's Fairly Reliable Guide Service for anglers. He says he expects his business will suffer as restrictions tighten. Wood says he has lots of friends across the border, but he doesn't visit Canada as often because of the hassle. He says the rules stifle relationships between International Falls and Fort Frances.
There's a lot of cross marriages and relatives live on both sides, and all of a sudden, you know, it's kind of, in a way, they're putting up a like North Korea and South Korea or something like that. It doesn't make sense.
Homeland Security officials predict it may initially take longer to cross the border because border agents will need more time to examine birth certificates and other citizenship documents. Linda Loveless is the International Falls Port Director. Loveless hopes that as more people get passports, things will improve.
As more people get that information, as more people get the standardized machine-readable documents, we think that that will actually facilitate traffic and move it more quickly across the border.
There is some good news for border residents. Beginning tomorrow, the U.S. State Department will begin taking applications for something called a pass card. It's smaller than a passport and costs $45, about half the price. And for frequent border crossers willing to go through a special background check, there will soon be another option, a high-tech trusted traveler card that will allow them to cross the border without even stopping. Tom Robertson, Minnesota Public Radio News, International Falls.
And that's your Polycast for this Thursday. There's more on that poll at our website, minnesotapublicradio.org.